This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. Today, the Department of Agriculture released new regulations on snacks that are sold in vending machines at schools. Companies that make junk food have been offering healthier options, but starting next year, no candy bar or soda or bag of chips in a school vending machine can exceed 200 calories. A look now at the inner life of the school vending machine from Marketplace's David Weinberg.
In the 1940s, Myron Forst saw a man servicing a penny gumball machine. When the man opened up the machine, Forst peeked inside where the coins were collected.
And there was about six dimes in there that people had used as a penny.
At that moment, something clicked in Forst's mind. All those pennies added up to dollars. By the time he was 16, Forst had 50 peanut machines. Today, he owns 758 vending machines in Southern California. Lately, he's been getting more requests for healthier items, like baked chips.
A lot of times we throw away our baked chips because even though the customer has requested it, it does not move and it goes stale on us.
The junk food that people often choose over healthy alternatives are what many nutritionists refer to as competitive foods.
Meaning they compete with healthier foods.
Kevin Concannon is the Undersecretary for Food Nutrition at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. He says the smart snacks in schools regulations will prevent kids from having to choose between a candy bar and a banana.
39 states already have some variation of state regulations that governs the foods that are sold in schools.
When the new rules go into effect, every state will have uniform guidelines. Analysts expect the vending machine industry will generate about $7.4 billion next year. Nearly $2 billion of that will come from schools. But here in California, where schools already require healthier vending machines,
you have to put in stuff that the kids don't really want.
Forst says he's already seen a drop in sales. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.
And on the off chance you're curious about what's in our vending machine here, I can guarantee you're not going to find much under 200 calories. We've got a photo up. It's at marketplace.org.